Have you ever felt awkward telling people about your products and services? Yeah, I know. But guess what? Selling is something we all need to get comfortable with in our own ways if we're running a business. So today, I'm sharing three things that you can start doing daily in order to start making sales or more sales of your courses and digital products. My name is Anne Samoilov, and I've been supporting and strategizing online course launches for clients, myself, and students for over a decade. And I want to help you get your big idea out to the world too. Whether you're a coach, an artist, a consultant, or you just have a course you want to get in front of more of the right people. Well, I welcome you, friend, to the Fearless Launching Show. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so excited today because we're talking about something that I think we all face when we're first starting out, when we've been away for a while, and that is selling. No matter who you are, no matter what type of business you've got, you're going to need to shift to selling. And there's lots of advice out there for creating free content, creating valuable content, but then at some point, you're going to need to shift to letting people know that you have something they might want to purchase. So that's what we're going to cover in today's episode. And we're really going to talk about just three simple things that you're going to start doing to really, we're going to work through three things to help you really understand what it's going to take to get yourself selling confidently. Okay. Now, first of all, before we dive in to the three things I'm going to share with you, I want to ask you just to reflect a little bit. What do you think or feel about selling your products and courses? Go through each one. If you have a course, if you have a service, are there ones that make you feel less comfortable than others? Are there ones that feel super easy to let people know about? What comes up for you? And hit pause if you want to and just write some notes down. Look at what you're currently offering or what you want to offer, or think about what is easy for you to talk about now as it relates to something you're going to offer. And then also I want to ask you to reflect while you're hitting pause, if you want to, why does shifting to selling feel so weird, hard, or awkward? You insert the word that means something to you. For me, I always feel weird. No matter what, even after all these years, I feel like, okay, has enough time elapsed? Can I ask? Because I do think it's like a dance and it's a balance because you don't want to ruin a relationship you've built with a person who's on your list, you know, could really benefit from what you have to offer. And at another point, though, it's going to be awkward. So just let it. And then the final question I want to ask you is, do you regularly tell people what you have to offer and what you do? And if the answer is yes, great. Let's acknowledge that is a huge win. Because if you are actively telling people on a regular basis what you have created, what you are selling, what they can sign up for, then you're already ahead of the game because a lot of people don't do that. And I think that, and this is just my personal feeling, but I think with more and more automated funnels, it's easy to hide just because we're working maybe solo or we have a team or working remote, perhaps from our homes. People still need to see us, interact with us, and we can't just disappear. We can't just create something and hope people want it enough to buy it without knowing there's an actual person or organization or group behind that. So congratulations if you are already telling people what you have to offer instead of just perhaps creating a funnel and letting it sit there. Okay, so here's where we're going to spend most of our day today. And really, this would be a short episode because I think the sooner that you can start taking action, and I've got a bunch of different ways for you to start, in quotes, selling your offer, talking about your offer, your product, your services, who you are, and letting people know that you're actually in business. So I want to spend most of our time there. But first, let's talk about three things that I think you need to be doing and we all need to be doing daily to start selling your online courses, your digital products, your coaching programs, whatever it is. Okay? So step one, this one is easier said than actually done or achieved, or you can't really just tell someone to do this and they're just going to snap their fingers and it's done. But selling takes confidence on some level. So really look at what you're selling and make sure you do feel confident with your actual offers and why it's so valuable. One way you can tap into this is actually a great little exercise that I teach inside my Message Lab program. And it's called the rant, R-A-N-T. Now, in the past, you might have heard of a rant as something that's kind of negative, right? So the rant exercise allows you to really get passionate, obnoxious, over the top with why what you have to offer is so important and valuable to the person. And the idea here, and maybe this comes from when I used to record music and sing, there was one thing we would often do in the studio for me, because I'm so subdued. And when you're singing and you're performing and you're recording even podcasts, you gotta kind of be over the top in order to register that you actually are passionate about something. And sometimes you have to go over the top in order to get to that sweet spot where people are interested in listening to what you have to say. So here's what you do. Here's the basics of the rant exercise. The full thing is talked about inside the Message Lab, which if you want to know more about that, you can absolutely message me and I'll let you know what's up with that program. But the rant is, imagine, and I'm going to recommend that you record yourself doing this in video, audio, whatever you want. What you're going to do is you are going to imagine that you are in front of your ideal customer. This person, without a doubt, needs, can afford, needs to solve a problem, needs to, wants to achieve some goal, and you got the answer. You got the course, you got the service, you got the coaching program, whatever it is. And I want you to, over the top, as if it matters to their very life, talk to them about why they need it. And get used to that feeling of saying, oh my gosh, you don't have to struggle anymore. If you just learned how to do this, this, and this, and you had a little bit of guidance, you'd be able to do this. You'd be able to reach that thing that you want to reach. And almost plead and beg and make it as over the top. Like, you know, when you're excited about something, or if you've seen someone who's really excited about something, it's like they're spitting out of their mouth. They can't even contain their saliva. So I want you to get that over the top obnoxious and do it a lot. This is a private thing for you, but like I mentioned before, in the Message Lab, I invited people just to do it on Facebook Live in the group so you could get used to being in front of people. But truly, you can do it on your phone and you could do it over and over and over again. Because guess what? The more you do that, what naturally happens when you get in front of the camera and you're shooting a reel, you're on a webinar, the volume in your passion goes down. It's just something that naturally happens. And it could be nerves, it could be anxiousness, but I've seen it over and over and over again. So if you can get used to being way over the top, when you bring it down, you'll be at exactly the right volume to talk about the value in your course or your program. So try the rant exercise. I highly recommend that. Step two, I want you to talk about who you serve and what you do for those people. Talk about it all the time in your content. When I work with so-and-so and I do these things with that person, here's what we do. That's your way of dropping the kind of nugget for people that you work with people. This is how you work with people, and this is what they achieve. So even if you've had one client, keep talking about that person, because you want to make sure people understand that there is something you do, you offer, and you actually work with other people on. Now, I want to acknowledge where that came from. that just idea. I think it was at a Brendon Burchard conference, like my very first business conference I went to with Laura Roeder back many, many, many years ago. And I remember him saying that instead of selling from the stage, he was talking about selling from the stage, he would simply drop the, when I work with people, when I coach people, when I speak at other events, when I speak at events, that was the way to plant the seed for people who might have events. Oh, he's a speaker. He does this at other events. Oh, he's a coach. He's a strategist. Oh, people hire him for day-long VIPs. You're just talking about your experience. And at the same time, you're letting people know what you offer. Okay? So just like I was just mentioning the Message Lab, I'm not currently launching that. There are ways to obtain said product, but I'm not selling it to you in this episode. I'm not purposely, directly telling you, hey, buy now. So step one and step two will really get you, one gets you comfortable just talking about your offer and being open and enunciating and passionate about it. Step two helps you realize you can talk about your stuff every single day. Make sure that you, and actually another place, not just the Brendon Burchard conference, but another place this came from was actually on an Infusionsoft onboarding call. Like when I first signed up for Infusionsoft, I'm no longer on Infusionsoft, but I remember there was like a whole training session, right? They give you like three training coaching sessions. And the woman said the most amazing thing that I have never forgotten. And that is that every single day, even as an Infusionsoft employee, every single day is an opportunity to talk about what you do, what you offer, and who you work with, because you just don't know how that's going to pan out. And she had been going to a dog park daily with her dog. You strike up conversation with other dog owners. And she had at some point clearly said who she works for. And then one day the guy said, hey, you work for that company Infusionsoft, right? And that person became an Infusionsoft customer. Now, it's not like she was intending to go to the dog park and sell an Infusionsoft, whatever you want to call it, a membership, or she wasn't trying to gain a customer. She was just letting them know what she did. So I want to encourage you to do that same thing where it feels appropriate. And don't feel bad about during your reels or during your stories, your Instagram stories, or during your podcast, or perhaps when you're just speaking to people, even in your coaching groups of customers, you can talk about the other things that you do. You want people to get used to hearing about your business. I messed this up so many times in my years online because I would be I'm super quiet, I'm super reserved, super shy, and for some reason I'm very private when it comes to business, family stuff. I've always been this way. And so this woman was at pickup, the daily pickup. We were all standing waiting for our kids to run out of elementary school. Gosh, Mila's in high school now. So I just sit in my car. But back in those days, in first and second grade, kindergarten, the parents all stood in this one place waiting for their kids to run out. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stand here. And this woman just said, hey, so you have a business. Exactly what's that about? And I had other parents ask me too over the year. And I would just be like, I'd clam up. But those would have been perfect opportunities to do that. Now, there is, of course, the whole element of I don't want to have customers where I go pick up my kids. I don't want everybody knowing all the things. So maybe that was more of a boundary for me, but I should have at least been proud enough about my business and where I was at that point to talk to someone about it, even if I was just starting, which I wasn't. So anyways, talk about what you do, who you serve, and what you offer as often as you possibly can, and especially when you're not selling. Okay, because in a weird way, you are selling because you're getting them. Oh, what is this that she has? Oh, I'm going to go check that out later when I get home. And then they're on your website and they're like, oh, maybe I can get something. Okay, so step three is the big one because the step two is just getting, step one and two are just getting used to just talking about what it is you offer and putting you really squarely in front of people who may or may not be your ideal customer, but it gets you used to just saying, hey, this is my business, and allowing people to choose whether they want to learn more. So step three is you need to set up a mix of ways to start, air quotes, selling. Okay. There's going to be four different ways that I'm going to talk about today. Subtle. This is the more natural who you are, like the step two-ish, low key step two. You're just telling people who you are and what you do. And you're not really trying to book a gig or you're not trying to find a client, but it's in your everyday natural world. It could even be things that you share behind the scenes on social media or on your Instagram, on your podcast, on your videos, whatever you do. It's a very natural kind of way of selling because you are talking about what you do, but you're not fully saying buy now. Then there is to the exact opposite. There is the more direct way of selling. And I want you to think about these direct ways of selling as commercials. They're more like commercials. So don't hide what you're selling in these commercials. Lead with it. This is happening. We've got this, right? And then, like in that same world, is an indirect form of selling where you lead with someone else's experience. This is where social proof comes into play once you have customers and once you gather feedback for what you have to offer. Now, a side note on feedback, we will be doing an upcoming episode on this because I think people think you need that. You don't even need paying customers to get feedback on your offers that you can use as social proof. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there. You guys mull that over. And I will talk to you about that when we do that feedback episode. Okay. And then the fourth type of selling is collaboration. And that is other people sharing what you do. So it's indirect, but you've purposely partnered and are collaborating with them because they can get in front of your ideal customers. So that's it. Those are the four different ways. So just mix it up. If you don't have indirect or other people's experiences yet, that's fine. Use the other ways, okay? But I do want to recommend that if you don't have other people's experiences, invite some people to go through a program, go through a module, go through a PDF, go through something or help them with something so that you can get other people's experience and you can get that social proof for your offers. All right. So here are some ways to start talking about your offer. They're really in no particular order. I have them all over the place. They're just a few different ones this will be like the last little bit of this episode. So the subtle type of mentions and selling is just mentioning it even when you're not selling, which is really step two that I talked about today. Mention your offers as often as possible. Oh yeah, I've worked with someone when I did this. Oh yeah, that's right. I was a VFX producer on that pilot and then it launched here. Like I'm looking for ways to connect my VFX experience and work that I do as well as the launching. So just look for ways to talk about what you do with people, okay? And we have a bunch of ongoing ways and these are also all of these direct, subtle, indirect, the one thing I didn't say is they can be automated-ish. So for instance, for an ongoing one, you could have a PS in all your emails. Get on the wait list, or here's how we can work together. Or when you're ready, here are some different ways. Here are some resources that might be valuable to you, or you might want to check these out. Or you can just send a straight up message and let people know something is happening. But ongoing, that PS can be super powerful. Ongoing, you could have a weekly call to join the wait list. So again, these are things that You can plug into your email marketing provider and make that like a weekly email that goes out. Maybe it's in addition to your newsletter, something where you invite people to something, or you let people know something's available. It's totally up to you, okay? Ongoing, you could create a description of what you do and who you serve and make it public for your social media profiles. That's more automated. That's there. And this is where those social media profiles really come to play because they are very powerful and people do read them. I know I do. I want to know who I'm looking at. I'm like, what do they do? Okay, that's cool. You can also just create a shop page of your services and products. I love the everything page from Elizabeth Goddard. And I'm actually even creating one myself. So that'll be up soon for you all to see with everything on it. Free, paid, whatever. Like all of the things are on this page. But if you don't know what that is, look up everything page and you should find it. You should be able to find it. So collaboration could also be looking, not collaboration, indirect could also be celebrating your members, your clients, people doing the thing. You don't necessarily have, you could keep tabs on a few really key clients and then say, and then just share what they're doing, share their actual posts, share anything and reach out to them and say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. And do a little back and forth and ask them if what they're doing, be interested in what they're doing, but celebrating your members, your clients, your past students. It's just a great, I just love doing that. Whenever I notice something that someone's doing from Fearless Launching, I'm all over it. If I notice, but sometimes I don't see it because who knows what we're going to see on social media. Then a few other ones, actually. Let's see. So a few other ones that I feel like you have to really think through a little bit more. And these are, they can fit into the subtle, the direct, the indirect, the collaboration ways, like those little mix up of ways, but ramping up and leaking your launch before it happens. So you could tell people, you can have all your ongoing ways so people know what you're doing. But if you've got something coming up, you also want to start ramping up the intensity and the, if you've been through Fearless Launching or you've heard any of my training over the years, I talk about this crescendo that happens, that launching is like a piece of music. So you could start planting little seeds, like there's a PS. And then you do, maybe you start doing daily posts or biweekly posts, or maybe you do a live stream a couple times a week in the 2 weeks before you launch. The ramping up is something that Stu McLaren does so well on his programs. And I remember that he ramped up so well that I was like, when is he going to launch this thing? I was literally ready to buy a month before he even opened the doors to his program. So just look for ways that you can also, in addition to the ongoing stuff, ramp up the messaging. Another way to sell or get ready to sell is set a date, a publicly announced date for your launch. That also does really well because it prepares people like, what is this? What are you doing? And obviously stick to it as if you can. If your whole family doesn't get sick, like we did, show the behind the scenes. I think this works well. And this is like more of that subtle who you are, what you're working on. But it also helps people know what's coming. And then you can a few other kind of ongoing, but they might not be there all the time. But if you've got some extra budget or time, you can create and like introductions or your own ads to put in your videos and podcasts, so that you can insert them when you know, or if they are videos related to that thing that you're going to offer. Now, be aware that there are some people who have the tech to just insert time-sensitive ads into their podcasts and things like that. So try to create introductions and ads that are more evergreen, that invite people to the waitlist to find out more about the program. And perhaps during that time leading up to your launch, or, you know, what that period of time you're going to promote something, that you simply start sharing that content more, so there's more of a chance that they're going to hear that introduction. But bottom line here is you got to just get used to speaking and talking about your course, that's, or your product or your program, because too many of us make our programs and products a secret. You're not a secret. You don't need to be a secret. And you don't want to be a secret, because a secret means no one knows about it and then no one purchases. So the bottom line here is, how do you shift to sales? You start talking about it constantly. You find ways to put it in your ongoing stuff so it's a little bit more automated. You make sure that people know what you have to offer. You ramp up before big campaigns. And you're not afraid to talk to people about who you are and what you do. It can be as simple as that. And I want to encourage you to start trying some of these things. Just start trying letting people know, how about this week only? Just let people know what you have to offer. Oh, the other day, during one of my VIP days with this person, this topic came up. Or during my, I just recorded this webinar for a brand new course. And oh my goodness, thank goodness for Canva, because that meant my webinar got done more quickly and I was able to record it all inside Canva. This is amazing. And if you want the link to even see what this webinar is about, click below or whatever. You don't even have to say that. You could just let people know you've got something that you're working on related to something you're going to offer. So it's up to you how direct, how indirect. If you collaborate with other people who are going to speak to the benefits and the outcomes that you promise in your programs and services and products, you can also still be subtle. You can be the introvert and you can just be naturally who you are. And that is it. So I want to encourage you to just start selling, start being who you are, start letting people know what you have to offer, and you will start making sales. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you very, very soon.